66 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check commodity markets on this Wednesday, and we bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. I tell you what, everybody better get their seatbelts fastened because this is going to be a bumpy ride. Market action advanced nicely overnight. Planting progress continues to disappoint. As of Sunday, 58% of the corn is planted. 29% of the beans are done. Crude market's down about a dollar and a half. The dollar trade is up about 88. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. A little bit of a disappointment, but that's not what we're trading. Currently, July corn is up 2 cents at 422 and a quarter. September corn is up 2 and a quarter as well at 431 and three quarters. And December is 439 and three quarters, up 2 and three quarters. July soybeans currently up 13 and a quarter at 869. November beans are 8.95 and three quarters, up 13 and a half. Chicago wheat for July down 4 cents at $5.75, and December is 5.20 and three quarters, down 3. Kansas City wheat is currently up 3 quarters for July at 4.61 and a half, and December is 4.92 and three quarters, up a penny. Minneapolis wheat for July is up 0.25 cents at 5.57 and three quarters, and December is 5.76 even, up 1 and a half. Looking at livestock trade, Looks like the cattle are up mixed, and hogs are off almost a dollar. Funds have reportedly neutralized most of their net short position. Seeing that the price action is making new highs for the last 3 years, funds may decide to work the long side of this market. We'll have to wait and see. Soybean perspective looking a little bit more encouraging as yield expectations start to drift lower, and planting progress is really a challenge. Looking at the charts, we thought we might have had an exhaustion gap on the charts yesterday in corn, but that failed to be the case. We advanced higher overnight. We did have a gap higher last night after the planting progress numbers, but we've kind of filled that gap here this morning. We did drift into negative territory by about 6 or 7 cents here early this morning. It's been very choppy trade. As we said, you got to keep your seatbelts fastened. The soybean chart looks encouraging as well. Not quite the same profile as the corn, but I think it's emerging as a more beneficial scenario. I do think that the yield expectations on beans will drift lower. The problem with the beans right now is we've still got a fair amount of planting progress potential, so we'll have to wait and see how things go there. As we mentioned last week, the market's job is to incentivize producers to plant more, prevent plant and plant for better insurance payments for higher prices in the fall price discovery period is an option. We do think that a lot of guys are throwing in the towel as far as corn planting progress is concerned. There is still a chance that they could push a little bit harder, but we think those days are numbered and the field conditions are really, really bad. So the bottom line is, as far as soybeans, still some upside potential, but planting progress, we'll watch and see. Market action, we continue to challenge people to execute their plan. Making some value-based sales and then doing some reownership on paper is probably a strong encouragement. Thanks. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Just getting word that Special Counsel Robert Mueller will be making a public statement this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time, and we will carry that for you on AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.